Okay, students, when they're trying to learn writing, it's not only difficult to learn the grammar and the vocabulary of writing, but to learn that each type of writing, each genre of writing has certain requirements. The language changes according to the genre. For example, with a narrative versus a persuasive versus expository type writing assignment, students have to be able to adjust the type of language they're going to use for each one. For example, with a narrative type writing assignment, students can use the first person singular. For example, when they're writing, they can say I. They can say I. When they're using the I, it focuses on the writer and it will draw the reader in to learn about what's happening in the writer's life. So students can use actually that point of view in writing for the narrative type writing. Now, the difficulty with the narrative writing is they have to structure their essay so the action leads usually to some type of climax. There's some high point in the story. With this type of writing, students have to structure the writing so when they get to the climax, maybe they use a little more detail, they use a little bit more description to make that part of the story more interesting. So the students have to control the writing so that it leads to some climax, and it's hard for students to try to do that. Even for native speakers, they have difficulty doing that. Now, so I think that would be some of the challenges with the narrative type writing. Now, when you get into the persuasive or argumentative type writing, the student no longer needs to use the I. Because when you're doing persuasive writing, the point of view is on the content of the writing, not the person who's writing it. So the student's grammar has to change to the third person singular. Maybe he, maybe she, maybe it, maybe they. So they have to shift their grammar to that point of view because that's a more effective point of view for the persuasive style of writing. The student has to write through argumentation. I think with this type of writing, the students need a more explicit thesis statement. Unlike narrative writing, in which you do not usually need a very explicit thesis in the beginning, the persuasive type writing assignment needs a very, very specific thesis statement. The thesis statement needs to be arguable, it needs to be not too general, it needs to have a specific focus there and not be in any way unclear. So that would be another difficulty is the students have to figure out how to structure their thesis in the persuasive writing so that it argues a position, and then the student has to defend that position throughout the rest of the essay. Now, with persuasive writing, students also have the difficulties of learning how to integrate outside sources into their own writing. In the narrative writing assignment, they simply need to quote somebody who's relevant to the story, but with the persuasive writing assignment, not only do they need to quote them if they're using the direct words of the writer, but they have to tell where those sources come from. So documentation also becomes very, very important in the persuasive type writing assignment. And then other types of writing assignments, analytical assignments and so on, are expository type writing assignments where the student might be writing about some writers from a book and comparing one writer to another and so on. So even this type of writing, it's not narrative writing, and maybe the student's not presenting an argument, but the student still has to learn how to write in the academic style of writing for English. The student will need to adjust the writing again, so there's a fairly specific thesis statement in the beginning of the essay. The writer goes on and develops the different points of that thesis statement in the developmental paragraphs, and then the writer has some type of a conclusion. So I think that the persuasive and expository writings are I think that they will all be challenging for students, not just on the grammatical level. And in my opinion, if they struggle on the grammatical level, that to me is not a big problem. Usually students have grammar problems. But I think the bigger challenge is the student needs to understand the discourse changes, the language changes, the vocabulary changes. They have to understand that certain types of writing is maybe more or less formal. The narrative writing assignment is a less formal type of academic writing assignment, whereas the persuasive and expository writing is more of a formal type of writing assignment, and the student's language needs to change according to those standards.
Okay. How can students use their out-of-class time to support and augment the process of tracking their typical errors in oral and written English, in syntax, semantics, and pragmatics, so they can overcome fossilization? First of all, I think fossilization is a common thing that happens with advanced speakers of any language. When they've reached a certain level of fluency and a certain age, it becomes more difficult to change certain kinds of problems with the language. Some possible solutions to help deal with fossilization in terms of speaking are three things. Obviously, the student has to really want to change. Motivation and the attitude is very, very important, because if the student really doesn't want to change, he or she cannot change. Assuming that the student has a very, assuming that the student has a high motivation, and the student is really has a good attitude and really wants to change, there's maybe three things a student can do that might help. I mean might. That might help in oral communication. Number one, tracking. A student tracks. Tracking means that the student listens to a recording of a native speaker, and then the student tries to follow by reading out loud right behind the native speaker. So tracking 15, 20 minutes a day can be an effective way of helping the student get used to the new sounds, the rhythm patterns, the stress patterns, intonation patterns in the new language. The second thing that the student can do is voice recordings. I believe that the student needs to become aware of the errors that he or she's making in English. So the student needs to have, number one, a native speaker recording of maybe a paragraph or an article or something. The student needs to have that, and then the student can make his or her own recording of the same reading. Then the student can compare and begin listening to his or her recording and comparing that to the native speaker recording. The student can point out certain words that he or she's having difficulty with. Then the student can listen to the native recording and then try to practice those sounds. The third thing that the student can do, and there's more than this, but I'm just talking about three right now. The third thing that the student can do is reading out loud with a native speaker in person. So I did this when I was learning Spanish. Is the native speaker and the non-native speaker together, they're reading a book or an article or something. The native speaker reads a paragraph, the non-native speaker reads the same paragraph out loud. Then the native speaker gives the non-native speaker some feedback about any possible problems that might be with pronunciation. So I think those three things can be effective, providing the student has high motivation and a really, really positive attitude toward wanting to change. These things over a long period, maybe 6 months to a year, that they might help the student make some progress in this area, hence avoiding fossilization. Else is, what can students do to improve their own writing, maybe in terms of grammar, semantics, pragmatics, and so on, so they can avoid fossilization? Again, assuming the student has a high motivation, assuming the student really has a positive attitude toward the learning process and really wants to change, maybe there's three things. Of course, there's maybe more than this, but just my own is three basic ideas. Number one, whenever the student's doing any kind of writing assignment, I think that the student needs to consult with a writing center tutor or some native speaker where the non-native speaker can discuss the essay with a native speaker. I think that this interaction is important because the native speaker can give the student advice about what vocabulary words are or are not working in the writing. Maybe the native speaker cannot say why, but the native speaker can say you need to change this word or this sentence doesn't sound right. because sometimes a non-native speaker doesn't always know what sounds right or not, because they just use a dictionary, but they don't know that that word is not really used, but they see it in a dictionary. So I think that one is important. Number two, I think keeping a journal. I think a student, a non-native speaker, should keep a journal in the new language. The journal can be about anything. It can be about personal experience things. It can be about family. It can be about problems that he or she might be having in classes. But the student is practicing writing. In this case, the student's working more on fluency, not accuracy. The student's just trying to get ideas in English. Number one, pragmatic accuracy is knowing when to use a certain type of sentence, maybe what situation would be more appropriate. For example, again, going back to what I said about writing a minute ago, you have the declarative sentence style, you have the interrogative sentence style, and the imperative sentence style. Pragmatically speaking, the imperative sentence style is not the appropriate type of sentence for academic writing because it's too strong. It's an order. So the student needs to understand that that would not be a good type of sentence to use in writing, especially in academic writing like expository, persuasive, or narrative type writing assignments. And maybe one more effective idea that might be important would be practice summarizing. Students need to be able to interact with reading passages and also lectures. So another good idea that would help students is practicing summarizing. The student can read a reading passage which is two or three paragraphs, and then the student practices summarizing that. So the student writes a summary, then goes back to the reading passage and compares to make sure. And to me here, the most important thing is not the grammar, but the facts. Does the student accurately summarize the major points of that reading passage? Not the minor points, but the major points. Summarizing either reading or lectures that they listen to. So that would probably be useful in helping them overcome some of the problems that they might be having with writing.